Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 83. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 56. A chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Friday. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high of 79. Then scattered showers may continue into Friday night. Mostly cloudy with a low around 57. Rain early Saturday, then sunny in 79 and clear with a low around 49 throughout Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly requests presidential disaster declaration for damaging summer storms in small towns all across Kansas, specifically ranging from Topeka to Kansas City. Lions resident Michael Roberts discusses his and his family's experience with the storm.
Watch this big old tree branch fall down and neighbors' stuff start falling, and the wind got picked up pretty bad. Neighbor's tree over there was like floating to the ground. It was pretty crazy.
Luckily for Roberts and his neighbors, the community surrounded them with support.
Small towns, lots of people show lots of love and stuff and help each other out, and that's how it should be.
Governor Kelly recently sent a letter to President Joe Biden through FEMA requesting major federal disaster declaration with significant damage to 43 counties in Kansas after several instances of severe weather. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
With fall here, Evergy is giving tips how to prepare your home for the next temperature swing. There are numerous ways and strategies to be efficient with your energy costs as we head towards the colder months. Evergy spokesperson Gina Penzig goes into more detail.
In the summertime, a lot of times we'll encourage you to close your curtains, close the drapes so that you're not letting that sun heat in. We're getting to wintertime when you want to do just the opposite. So when the sun's shining in, you want to open those windows, open those curtains so that you can get the warmth of the sun in.
The importance of these tips come after the drastic temperatures of the summer months. Evergy is releasing these tips after they're looking into raising utility rates. In other news, Jonathan Scaletti was severely assaulted outside of a Luke Combs concert at Arrowhead Stadium. Multiple people tried to call 911, but had an extended wait time.
I sat on the line, and it just rang and rang and rang and rang. But even after the long response of the call, it was an even longer response for them to show up.
Mid-American Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Farmers all across the state are learning how to use AI technology to help with their water management from Zimatic by Lindsay. With AI technology rapidly growing in all industries, the agriculture industry does not want to be left behind. Senior project manager Justin Gibson had more to say to KSNB Local 4.
What we can do on the prediction side is bring in a lot of different data streams that are relevant for irrigation scheduling. So one of them is going to be weather. If it's hot outside, if the crop can get a little bit thirstier and use more water. And kind of the opposite of that if it's really cool and raining.
Zimatic by Lindsay offers a product called a Field Net Advisor, which utilizes AI to monitor irrigation and is accessible by cell phone. The advisor takes many more measurements, including weather, to make recommendations in the future. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Some early sales Thursday kick off the annual U.S. 36 treasure hunt, which officially begins Friday, continuing Saturday in communities along and adjacent to the Pony Express Highway. Traffic will increase with many visitors, including those from out of state, who make the annual journey. Big Give Gage is Thursday. 70 nonprofit organizations ask financial support, which will be matched through local sponsors and the Gage County Foundation. In-person contributions may be left today through 7 p.m. at the Vintage Venue in Beatrice. Donations can be made online through the website biggivegage.org. This is Blue Rapids Community Match Week, with the annual match day coming up Monday. The match day has been extended to a week in recent years.
The full week started during COVID because, you know, everything was shut down and things like that. So we went to the full week and we liked it because we do get a fair number of donations from outside the Blue Rapids area.
Zita Dunzing, a volunteer board member, explains how the match program works and benefits the two dozen nonprofits in the Blue Rapids community.
Because of the matching, you know, it helps that organization also because they're getting a 50% match up to $3,500, or the $1,750 is what they can actually get in a match. And we have 23 organizations that are participating, and it's a great way for them to have a dedicated fundraising.
Multiple ways to donate are available in advance this week or on the match day Monday.
You can go to the website BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. And on there, there's a tab at the top, Ways to Give. At the website, you can give using a credit card if you so desire. Money can be sent to me at 312 Alcove Drive in Blue Rapids. It can be dropped off at the community center at the clerk's office. Or the match day is Monday, September 18th. We will be there. Lunch is going to be served at 11:30. We're there until 3 p.m. that day, and you can bring the money in person.
Mail-in donations need to be postmarked by September 18th. Zita Dunzing talks more about the annual event, which raised some $92,000 last year, on our public affairs program airing this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Area high schools at Marysville, Axtell, and Washington County celebrate Homecoming Friday. Marysville Homecoming Parade is Friday at 2. United Bank and Trust tailgate party at the City Park begins at 5. Tony Tremble will visit with Max Blasky on the Coach's Corner Live during the tailgate party. Crowning is planned Friday at 6:30 at the stadium. KNDY will air the game with Chapman Live Friday, and a video stream link is on our website with live play-by-play as well. Queen candidates at Marysville, Rose Latta, Shea Kramer, Katie Schradel, Bella Rader, and Haley Ingalls. King candidates Asher Wassum, Titus Wassum, Silas Miller, Blake Spicer, and Garrett Haverkamp. Axtell High School Homecoming Parade is Friday at 1:45 at a pep rally at 2, crowning Friday at 6:30 at the field. KNDY will air the game with Clifton Clyde as our Friday feature on FM 95.5. Queen candidates at Axtell, Chloe Strothman, Emma Hazenkamp, and Aaliyah Leibarger. King candidates Sawyer Dieters, Grant Bussing, and Grady Bussing. Washington High School Homecoming Parade is Friday at 2:10 with the United Bank and Trust tailgate party at the football field beginning at 5, crowning Friday at 6:30. Tigers will host Lynn. Queen candidates at Washington County, Ella Dezine, Kirsten Tholstrup, Lillian Richard. King candidates Joe Kern, Miles Miller, and Austin Wirtz. The annual Fall Fest is Saturday in Washington with a car show. Registration begins at 8:30, $20 per entry with prizes throughout the day. Inflatables, games and other activities, plus food vendors throughout the day. A free well-pulled pork dinner will be featured as part of the barbecue cook-off in front of Brick Street Financial, beginning at 7 with People's Choice at 7:30. Live music with the Soul Preacher Saturday at 8 in Washington. Steel City celebrates 150 years this weekend. Activities with the annual Steel City Treasures and Tractor Show are planned both Saturday and Sunday.
Join United Bank and Trust for the homecoming tailgate party this Friday evening in the Marysville City Park. Bulldog fans come together for a night of fun with free food, t-shirts, and entertainment beginning at 5. Join me, Max Blasky, as I visit with MHS head coach Tony Trimble for the KNDY Coaches Corner live at 5:20. The MHS cheerleaders cheer the team on to victory as the homecoming king and queen candidates are introduced. It's all free Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Marysville City Park, hosted by United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. There will be a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Friday, otherwise sunny and cooler with our highs in the lower 70s, and more scattered showers into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. A bit warmer as we head into Saturday, a slight chance for some rain in the morning, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid 50s. Still on the warmer side on Monday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 80s, then some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s, then lower 60s. And showers continue into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And more rain Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-September 82, record high on this date 104. The average low 58, the record low 37. Sunset this evening, 7:39. Sunrise in the morning at 7:07. It's 49 degrees this hour. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, salmon, sweet potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow runs a casserole, cornbread, broccoli and cauliflower salad, and blushing pears. KNDY News Time 7:17.
Pony Express Tanning and Training Company in Marysville will have everything 20% off store-wide Thursday through Saturday. Stop by and see what catches your eye during the Highway 36 treasure hunt. That's 20% off store-wide at Pony Express Tanning and Training Company this Thursday through Saturday.
Family Fair asks listeners to remember the men and women who were held as prisoners of war and those who are still missing in action. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier stands in memory of all those who did not return from battle. From Family Fair in Beatrice, shop familyfair.com for special savings.
The Braves capture the East again. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports.
Ready with a 2-2. Here it comes. Got him swinging strike three. And the Braves are National League East champions for the sixth year in a row.
Call on 680 AM The Fan. Baseball's best Braves took down the Phillies last night 4-1, in the process becoming the first team this year to clinch their division as the season nears its end. Atlanta righty Spencer Strider notched his 17th win of the campaign in pursuit of Young honors. The Battle of the Birds in Baltimore. Cardinals, Orioles scoreless until the top of the fourth.
First pitch to him is hit high and deep to right field. Did he do it again? Yes, he did.
Call on KMOX. Richie Palacios knocks his third long ball in his last two games. Cardinals shut out the Orioles 1-0. Top one at Chavez Ravine.
0-2 hit in the air to deep right field. Mookie Betts going back. Gonna watch, gonna go!
The call on KWFN, Juan Soto launching his 30th of the season. The Padres going on to a 6-1 decision over the Dodgers. Astros A's in Houston, bottom three.
And that is hammered deep down the right field line. Ball is hooking. If it stays fair, it's gone. And it is fair. And a three-run homer.
Yordan Alvarez's three-run shot broke a scoreless tie. Stros top Oakland 6-2. The Mariners edge the Angels 3-2. And the Rangers rout the Blue Jays 10-zip. Both teams keeping pace with the Astros. Rangers righty Max Scherzer's out the rest of the year with a strained muscle. Rays and Twins were tied 4-4 in the top of the ninth when Randy Arozarena untied it.
Here it comes. Swinging a high fly ball. Deep left field, way back there, and way gone.
The call on WDAE, the Rays edge the Twins 5-4. Marlins blank the Brewers 2-0. Mets 7, D-backs 1. WNBA playoffs first round, the Suns and Aces each taking 1-0 series leads. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Circle P Processing in Waterville is looking for teams to compete in their annual barbecue smoke-off fundraiser October 7th. $600 cash payout plus prizes for overall champion, $300 cash plus prizes for people's choice, and $75 cash for best in brisket, ribs, chicken thighs, and dessert. Sign-up deadline is September 27th. $300 entry fee per team, while all meat will be provided by Circle P. Test your skills against the best for a good cause at the Circle P Processing Barbecue Smoke-Off Fundraiser. Visit Circle P in Waterville by September 27th to sign up.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday or Friday Eve, as we like to call it, September the 14th. All right, before we get going today, keeping you up to date all day long with the latest market information right here, let's check back in on your Wednesday with Brett from Schwederman Incorporated.
We ended up seeing pretty solid closes in the livestock futures. October live cattle up 95 cents at 183.65. December up a dollar at 187.50. September feeders up 242 at 255.57. November up 207 at 260.27. October hogs up 95 cents at 82.82. December up 82 at 75.27. In the grain markets, quite a bit of pressure in the wheat. December, Kansas City down 12.5 at 737. March down 11 at 741. December, Chicago wheat down 9.25 at 599.75. The March down 8.75 at 625.75. December corn, our bright spot, up 0.5 cent at 486.25. March unchanged at $5 even. Then soybeans under pressure with November down 16.75 at 13.59.5. January down 15.5 at 13.73.75. And December oats down 2.25 at 496.5. December cotton down 149 at 85.51. December crude oil down 46 cents at 85.47. December natural gas unchanged at 343. December gold down a dime at 1944.10. The September dollar index up 14 points at 104.96. And the September Dow Jones futures up 36. That's at 34,515.
And that's your market information for this Thursday, September the 14th.
Whether the work is inside or outside, a repair, remodel, addition, or new construction, Peak Construction in Marysville is ready to build. They start off by helping you turn your vision into a concrete design with the help of samples from local vendors. Their in-house construction crew gets to work making that design a reality. Imagine what you can do with the help of Peak Construction. Phone 562-6380 for an appointment to start planning from top to bottom, inside and out. Call Peak Construction, 562-6380.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Aerial seeding is one way producers could consider when thinking about how to get their cover crop in the field. Key State crop production agent James Coover shares what helps make an aerial seeded cover crop more likely to be successful. He discusses what is the best weather for this practice.
So it's very important to time this out with the weather. More than anything else, the weather has to be perfect to get these cover crops to work. Basically, you need a week of cooler, drippy weather, the perfect conditions to get these things seeded because they're seeding right on the surface. However, when it comes to soybeans, for instance, you want that cover crop to be spread right before the falling of the leaves. And so when soybeans just start to turn yellow, that tinge of yellow is when you want to aerially seed these cover crops, so the leaves will fall on top of the seeds and provide a mulch layer, a moisture layer, to get those seeds out of the ground. So which, of course, it's very helpful to have moisture in the ground before you early seed and after you do that, to have that nice week, week and a half to get those seeds germinated and get them going.
Picking out the appropriate seed size can help lead to success.
The smaller the seed, the easier this is to work. And we're talking seeds of, you know, brassica seeds that are pretty small. Most of a lot of our grass seeds are pretty small, especially like, you know, Italian rye or what you call rye grass in some places. And some other seeds, basically anything, the smaller the better. Barley seeds, it could still work a little bit bigger. Wheat seeds, possible, but still on a little bit of the larger size. Once you get into the area of like Australian peas or snow peas or any of the mung beans, maybe close to the right size, anything bigger than that, the pea size, it's too big. It's not going to germinate well on the ground. You need to get those in the ground if they're going to grow right.
Coover mentions what other benefits there are to a smaller seed.
Also, there's another aspect of getting a smaller seed in the fact that you can get more per acre. And so because you're early seeding these, you want something that you can carry easily in an airplane and get the most acres per pound. And so that's, of course, going to be the smallest thing that we can think about. And as far as that is concerned, really, there's no type that works better than others. A lot of anything that's small will work when it comes to aerial seed. Just got to think about your production system. Got to think about what you want to do with this cover crop and how you're going to harvest it if you are, or whether you're just going to spray it down in the future.
That was Key State Crop Production Agent in the Wildcat District, James Coover, with what can be done to increase the chances of having an established cover crop from aerial seeding. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the Key State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Upwards of 1,000 head of cattle for the sale today. The early consignments include 10 black fancy heavy bred, 9 black running age cows bred for February calving, 28 black heifers weighing 6 to 750, 5 black steers and heifers weigh 650 to 7, 99 black steers 675 to 725, 50 black and red steers and heifers weigh 7 to 850. 40 black and Charley steers and heifers, 725 to 8 and a quarter. 85 black steers and heifers off grass weigh 750 to 825. 30 mostly black steers and heifers, 750 to 825. 27 black steers off grass, 750 to 850. 10 black steers and heifers weigh 750 to 850. 60 black steers off grass, 825 to 850. 65 mixed yearling steers off grass, 850 pounds. 120 mostly black steers off grass, 875 to 925. 65 black steers weigh 875 to 9 and a quarter. 153 color steers, 875 to 9 and a quarter. And 88 black steers off grass weigh 925. They'll begin sale today at 10:30 with cool cows. Thursday sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
September's Birthstone has been one of the most sought-after gems for centuries. We will tell you all about sapphires today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 14th, the 257th day of the year. Francis Scott Key wrote the words to the Star-Spangled Banner on this day in 1814. Part of what some consider to be the big three of jewelry stones, along with rubies and emeralds, The sapphire is best known for its striking pure blue color, but it can range from greenish blue to violet blue. Iron and titanium are responsible for the blue color, and the more iron present, the darker the blue color of a sapphire. Yellow and orange sapphires get their color from the presence of iron and chromium, while pink sapphires are a result of high amounts of chromium. A purple color is a combination of all three trace elements, and September's birthstone has symbolized truth, sincerity, and nobility for thousands of years. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY 50 with sunshine this hour. Seasonal highs around 80 for the weekend ahead. Hit and miss chance for showers Friday.
Mid-America Sports Network, I'm Felix Johnson. Chiefs sign all-pro defensive tackle Chris Jones to a reworked one-year deal to end his holdout. Jones missed all of training camp, forfeiting about $2 million, and then missed and surrendered one game check of about $1.08 million, missing the very first game for the Kansas City Chiefs against the Detroit Lions. With his reworked deal earlier this week, Jones can make up to $6 million more on top of his $19.5 million base salary. The Chiefs also look to add Travis Kelce after missing the very first game against the Lions with a bone bruise in his knee. With the returning cavalry, the Chiefs look to get into the winning column for the first time in the 2023 season in Jacksonville against the Jaguars, followed by the Bears coming to Arrowhead, and then the Chiefs head out to MetLife Stadium to take on the Jets. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65325. Sale price 64325. Must finance with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in with purchase. 0% APR financing. Select new Ford for 50 months. $16.67 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 10 June 2023.
Just 2 weeks into the college football season, and both the Kansas State Wildcats and the Kansas Jayhawks find themselves at 2-0. The Wildcats with wins over Southeast Missouri State and Troy, and the Jayhawks have wins over the Bears of Missouri State and the Fighting Illini of the University of Illinois. The Jayhawks star quarterback Jalen Daniels has been dealing with some back issues all the way through summer camp and early on in the season, but head coach Lance Leipold had this to say about his return.
Well, you can see the excitement, from the fan base. He has that type of spark. Same way he is in the locker room and where he is for this football team. He steps in the huddle. So
it will be a long Big 12 season before the Wildcats and Jayhawks are able to meet in David Booth Memorial Stadium on November 18th of this season. It'll be each team's second to last game, with the Jayhawks going to Cincinnati to finish up their season and the Wildcats playing the Cyclones of Iowa State. Mid-America Sports Network, I'm Felix Johnson.
It's homecoming week for the Marysville Bulldogs as they host the Chapman Irish Friday on FM 94.1 and AM 1570. A North Central Kansas League matchup, head coach Tony Trimble on what he's looking for from his team.
I think the key for us this week is our linemen just getting off the football like we asked them to and getting into somebody and staying with it till the whistle blows.
Pre-game starts at 6:45 with kickoff slated for 7 p.m. Don't miss a minute of the action live with KNDY. KNDY's featured game of the week pits the Axtell Eagles on homecoming against the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler on a high-powered Clifton Clyde offense.
I think they're a pretty balanced team and get a lot of team speed. You know, then they do have some sides where combine those speed with that size, well, yeah, makes them a very good, difficult team to prepare for it.
Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. as Axtell hosts Clifton Clyde this Friday on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
It hurts to be alone, but every day that you've been gone, I tell myself there'll be someone else, but that won't do. Each night that passes by,